Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you tonight. God, we magnify you. God, we glorify you tonight. God, you're worthy, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate you for another night that you have blessed us, that you have kept us, God. Thank you, God, for your word tonight. Sanctified in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to us and through us, Lord. Lord, give us a ear to hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. Anoint us, God, for it's your anointing, you said, will destroy every yoke. Bind the hand of the enemy on every hand. Every stronghold, God, you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of you and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing in our life. Thank you for what you've done, God. Thank you for what you're getting ready to do. In the name of Jesus, we'll be careful, God, to give you all the glory, all the honor. It belongs to you. I take none to myself, for I'm nothing without you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Give the Lord a good hand praise. While you're standing, put your hands together for none other than the angel and shepherd of this flock, Pastor Celeste Davis. Thank God for her tonight. Thank God for the praise conductors, musicians, everybody that testified. We do thank God for you tonight. Just thank God for everything he's doing. Thank God for my granddaughter being here with me tonight, Damaris. We praise God for her tonight. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. Amen. Can I get y'all just to move up a little bit? Happy family here. I feel like I'm family here, so y'all happy faces tonight. Amen. So much. Amen. Amen. We just enjoying Jesus, just thanking the Lord for blessed us and kept us. I thank God for the fellowship today with the pastor and some of the ladies and women of the church. Amen. I almost just got too full, amen, but I just thank the Lord, amen. I couldn't eat too much, amen. I said, I can't eat too much, I get tired, but amen. I just thank God, amen, for blessing. How many come out expecting God to do something tonight? Amen. I come to say amen. You don't have to leave here the way you came, amen. Amen. God can bless you, amen. Get your Bibles. I'm going to go directly to the Word of God. I don't try to preach a long time. I just try to preach what God give me. Amen. I don't believe it's how long you stay up. Amen. But it's what you say while you up. Amen. And amen. Sometimes we just can have a good old-fashioned praise and worship service and just let God move in that. God sometimes just be waiting on us. Amen. I always say praise confuses the devil. Amen. Sometimes you just got to praise him. You just got to just give him a good hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to clap your hands. Sometimes you just got to stomp your feet. Amen. Just let the enemy know, amen, no matter what I've been through, I still got joy. Amen. God still using me and God still blessing me. Turn me to the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Amen. I want to start reading, amen, from this 4th verse and try to just read some in this chapter. Maybe go just a little different from the way I usually preach, but amen. Starting at that first, not the first, but the 8th verse of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And the word of God reads, and it fell on a day that Elijah passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. Listen, this woman of God, amen, his Bible say that there was a great woman of God. A great woman, amen, and amen, she, amen, took notice of the prophet. Amen. And She knew that he was a man of God. And they said whenever she saw him passing through there, amen, they would bring him into the house and they would feed him. And so she got with her husband and said, he's coming through here often enough that, you know, maybe we should just make him a little room. She said, let's build him a little chamber, a little room on the wall. And she said, we ain't got to put much in there, but let's put a bed in there and a stool and a candlestick where he can see that whenever he come through this way, he'll have a place to stay. And it turned, fell on the day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. Look, it come a day that Elijah was, a man came through and he's bed. And then he began to speak to his servant. Amen. He began to tell him, he said, call this Shunammite. And the Bible said that she came and she stood before him. Tell somebody, I'm getting ready to stand before my blessing. There's a blessing. God got a blessing. Night, amen. And here it is. You can't do good and you can't serve in ministry. Or you can't serve the man of God, the woman of God. And God, amen, ain't setting you up for a blessing. Somewhere God has a blessing for you. He says, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. Listen, here it is. When he called the Shunammite and she stood there, he spoke to Gehazi and he said, listen, I want you to ask her a question. She said, she done took such good care of us. He said, what is to be done for her? He said, ask her a question. What do she want? That's what sometimes we don't know, that God, amen, wants to bless us. He wants to give you a blessing. Amen. So he wanted to give her a blessing and he asked her, what would she have? And she spoke. He said, should I talk to the king for you? Should I talk to the captain of the host? And she said, literally, she said, I dwell among my own people. Don't need anything. It said, he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she hath no child and her husband is old. She didn't really ask for anything. She said, I really got everything that I need. I really don't need anything. Amen. But she didn't even have to speak up for herself. Sometimes you don't even have to speak up for yourself. Amen. Sometimes somebody else will speak up for you. Always you got to say something. Sometimes somebody else can see a need that you have, amen, and they'll speak up for you. She didn't say she wanted anything, but Gehazi took notice, amen, that she's a woman that don't even have any children and her husband. He said, call her. And when he called her, she stood in the door. Look at here. Amen. She done went back to doing. Amen. She wasn't even still standing there after she told him, I don't need anything, and walked off. Amen. Gehazi spoke up and said, amen, she don't got any children and her husband get home. So here go Elijah. Amen. He said, look at here. Call her then. Call her back in the Bible. Say, amen, that when Gehazi went and called her, she stood in the door. Tell somebody, I'm standing for my blessing. I don't know about you, but I'm standing in the threshold. I'm standing in the doorway. Some of us right in the doorway and don't even know it. That we're standing in the doorway for a blessing. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaiden. Listen, he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. Tell somebody, it's my due season. I've been looking for this. It's my season. God wants to bless me. God wants to do some things for me. He said, in this season, about the time of life, he said, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, well, now, nay, my Lord. She said, don't lie to me. Don't tell me a lie. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elijah had said unto her, according to the time of life. Look here. Elijah spoke a word in her life and say, about this season, you go, amen, this time of season of life, you gonna embrace a son. Ecclesiastes a time and a season for all things. Tell somebody, it's my due season tonight. I don't know about you, but it's our due season. The Bible said, word spoken in due season. How good is it? I don't know about you, but Jesus say, a faithful servant shall have his meat in due season. Oh my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. What I like about it, at the due season, when it's time for your blessing, can't nothing hold it back. Can't nothing stop it when it's your due season. I don't care how it look like. Nothing can stop you from walking in your season. Amen. I'm reminded, amen, when I think about Jesus, amen, in the book of the Bible say, amen, at a certain season, St. John, that an angel went down to the water to trouble the water. Tell somebody, I feel a troubling. Troubling means he stirred up. Tell somebody, I feel a stirring. God getting ready to stir some things. At a certain season, an angel went down to the pool of Bethesda. And the Bible said that he troubled the water. Or he stirred up the water, and the word of God said, whosoever stepped in first was made whole of whatever disease, whatever condition that they had. Now look at here. There's a man that's been sitting there for over 38 years. The Bible says he had an infirmity over 38 years. That's why I come to tell you, it don't make no difference how long you've been in trouble. There's a season for you to come in. Just the way there's an entrance, there's an exit out of here tonight. Hallelujah. Here it is. 38 years he's been sitting there waiting for the trouble. He's been taking notice that the angel comes and trouble the water. Amen. And here he is in a condition. And he's sitting there and there's a troubling of the water. But what I think about your due season is when Jesus show up. You might have missed it. Hallelujah. But when Jesus show up, Jesus asked him a question. He say, will thou be made whole? He said, wilt thou be made whole? The man said, yes, I would like to be. In other words, he said, but whenever the angel troubles the water, he said, I don't have anybody to help me. He said, before I can get there, he said, somebody else step in. Tell somebody else step in. Right when it looked like it's my deucey, looked like somebody else step. He said, somebody step in. I've been trying to get there. I've been needing deliverance. I've been wanting to, and I just couldn't get close enough at the time when the water was stirred, because I don't know about you. If I know an angel coming every year, I'm going to be on the brink of the bank, because I want to be the first one. I don't want nobody getting in front of me. For my season, when it's time for my healing, I need to move you out the way, because I want to be the first one to step in. I don't want to be dragging my leg when I know there's a blessing. Right, all I got to do is step into it. I might have to maneuver around you, because some way I got to get in the water. I got to get my blessing. I need God to move. Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? He said, I don't have anybody to help me when the angel troubled the water. Jesus just simply said, rise up. Take up your bed and walk. I come to tell you, somebody finna get up. Somebody finna rise up. Somebody finna get out of that condition. Somebody finna let go. Jesus said, rise up. Take up your bed and walk. Amen. This is our season for everything that's been trying to hold us down. Everything that had to carry us. We're getting ready to carry it. Jesus said, rise up. Up your bed and walk. Thing ain't gonna. I'm gonna be carrying it. And anyway, this man, hallelujah, it ain't carrying me no more. I'm gonna carry it. It's time for us to walk into our due season. It's time for us, amen, to retire. Tell somebody, I'm finna retire that situation. I'm finna retire this tonight. When you retire something, you put it out of circulation. Tell somebody, I'm finna retire poverty in my life. I'm finna retire sickness. I'm finna retire addictions. I'm finna retire bad attitudes. I'm finna retire this situation. I'm getting ready to walk into my due season. I'm retiring this thing. All it took was a word from Jesus. He didn't have to say much. He didn't have to prophesy 10 minutes. He didn't have to say much. He didn't have to do nothing but speak a word. Rise up. Take up your bed and walk. Just a few simple words changed that whole man's life. After years, just a few simple words of sitting by the pool, waiting on the troubling of the water. All it took was a few simple words. Rise up, take up your bed and walk. And the Bible said immediately, tell somebody, immediately, I can't wait. I need God to move immediately. I need God to move right now. Tell somebody right now. I need a miracle right now. I need a healing right now. I need deliverance right now. I need God to move right now. Some people can't wait till next week. Some people can't wait till next year. I need a right now move of God. I need an at once move of God. I need God to fit the situation right now. I need him to move in my home right now. Tell somebody right now, right now. Right now, right now. Immediately. Let us not be weary in well doing, for we shall reap. Don't be weary in due season, for we shall reap if we faint not. Tell somebody, I ain't got time to faint. I ain't got time to. I don't need you throwing water on me right now. I don't need you trying to wake me up. I don't need you patting me up. I ain't worried about it. Tell somebody, I'm going to stop worrying about it. I'm going to give it to God. He said, if you don't be wearied about it, stop worrying about it. I can tell you tonight, stop worrying about it. Hallelujah. Say, I've been faithful, God. I ain't worrying about it. I've been praying, God. I've been seeking you, God. It's my due season. I'm not going to worry about it. Here it is. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reaper. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him up, he brought him to his mother. And he sat on her knees till noon and then died. Look at here. He's out in the field, amen, with his father. Amen. All of a sudden, he has something like a heat stroke. In the fields, and said, father, my head, my head. The father said, look, carry him to his mama. Get it out. It's something about a mama. Tell somebody something about a mama. That a you through her. A mama don't. I ain't saying a daddy won't, but I'm just saying something about a mother's prayer that will pray you through. And everybody else give up. Sometimes mama still be holding on. He said, carry the boy to his mama. The mama said, he sat there on her knees to noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. And shut the door upon him and went out. Listen here. She wasn't worried about it. She went, she got him. Amen. And she took the boy in the first place. She thought about was the man of God. Hallelujah. She said, I've been taking care of him. He the one promised this child to me. Something can be done. She wasn't worried. She went in there and laid him on the man of God bed. And the Bible says she shut the door. Tell somebody, some doors you just need to shut. Some doors been open. You need to shut and close that door. I'm closing the door on you. Shut the door. She shut the door. She called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Listen here. Amen. She went there and she shut that door. And the first thing she did, she went to her husband and said, send me a lad that can get me to the man of God. She said, because when I get there, I'm coming back. She said, I'm going for purpose. Sometimes you got to know, I get there, but I'll be back. She said, I'm going. He said, why is you going to the man of God? What you need to go see him for? He didn't even know the little boy had done died, because he done sent him to his mama. He said, what you going there? It ain't either new moon or Sabbath. Why are you going? Is everything all right? You know what she replied? It is well. It shall be well. Tell somebody, it's going to be all right. It shall be well. It look a little dim now, but God said, it shall be well. She said, it shall be well. Then she sat on the ass and said to her servant, drive forward, slack not thy riding for me except thy bid. Then she said, look at here, I need a good driver on this trip. I ain't got nobody. I don't need nobody driving 20 miles an hour in a 70 mile zone. I need need somebody that know how to drive a horse. I need somebody that know how to handle a buggy. She wasn't driving no Cadillac. She was in a buggy. She said, I need somebody that know how to handle a horse and get me where I need to go. And I need somebody that don't want to slack. Even though the road get a little bumpy, I may hop up out the seat, but keep on driving. Tell somebody, drive, baby, drive. Drive. I don't care how hard it is. Keep on driving. She said, I need him to drive and go forward. Tell somebody to go forward. Ain't no time to look back now. I ain't got time to worry about the past. I got to go forward with what God done did for me. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God, to Mount Carmel. That's a powerful place right there. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her fall, that he said to Gehazi's servant, behold, yonder is that Shumanite. Hey, man, before she could even get there, Elijah done spotted her. Before she can even get there, he looked out and seen that buggy and seen them riding. He said, look yonder, it looks like that Shumanite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. He said, run down, meet and ask, is everything all right? Is everything okay with her husband? Is everything okay with her? Is everything okay with her child? Even though she knows she left her child dead on the bed, she answered Gehazi, it is well. Tell him it's all right. Tell him it's okay. Break down. She didn't have a breakdown. Tell somebody, I ain't going to have a breakdown. I'm going to have a breakthrough. Because it's time for my due season. I ain't breaking down. I'm breaking through. I'm getting through what God has for me. She said, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone. For her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. When she gets there, she falls down to the ground and grabs a hold to his feet. It's just something about when you throw yourself at the feet of Jesus, or throw yourself at the feet. She threw herself at the feet and grabbed a hold to him. And here go Gehazi, because he didn't understand, amen. He tried to shove her away or push her away, but Elijah said, let her alone. She's got to be going through something. And the Lord done hid it from me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thy hand. And go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. Amen. Here it is. She gives Gehazi directions and said, look here. Amen. Staff, and I want you to go. Amen. I want you to go where the woman child is. He said, don't even speak to nobody. He said, if somebody speak to you, don't say anything back. Sometimes you just need to not say nothing. Sometimes, amen. Sometimes we can just talk our way out of a blessing. Hallelujah. But sometimes it's just good. I ain't saying nothing. Ain't nobody got to say nothing to me, and I ain't got to say nothing to him, because I know God getting ready to work. Here it is. He said, don't salute nobody. Don't answer them a word. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed here. Look here, the woman say, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose. Not that she just didn't have any confidence in Gehazi, but she knew the power that worked in Elijah. She said, look here, evidently she'd been around Elijah enough to know she speaks the same words that Elijah speaks to Elijah. Amen. When the Bible say that God was getting ready to take Elijah up into a heaven by a whirlwind, that hallelujah, Elijah speaks unto Elijah in Gilgal and says, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. But listen here, what Elijah said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave you. It's just something about, I ain't going nowhere. I know that's an anointing. I know that's a power that rests in your life. I ain't leaving you. I know God getting ready to do something in your life, Elijah, and I'm going to be here to
what she said. So evidently she knew something about Elijah. She speaks the same words that he speaks. I'm not. You and Elijah say, look, the Lord sent me from Bethel to Jericho. He says the same words again as the Lord. As I so live it, I ain't going nowhere. He said, God done sent me to Jordan. I ain't going nowhere as the Lord live. He keeps speaking the same word because he realized that was a blessing that could be passed down from the man of God if he would just hold on. She said, look here, I ain't going nowhere. She said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm without you. I ain't going nowhere without you. If I go, you going with me. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is waking. Ain't it a good thing that she ain't leaving without you? Amen. Because Gehazi done went there and he couldn't do what Elijah did. He done went there. He done took, amen, instructions. He did exactly what the man of God told him. But it didn't work. But because this woman's faith was activated and she here, I'm taking you alone. I believe in you. I'm taking you with me. I know what you can do. I'm taking you with me. Passed on. He said, the child has not awakened. And when Elijah was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. Look, when Elijah get there, the boy's dead. The Bible saying, where was he laid? He was laid upon his bed. Amen. Laid upon his bed. And he went up and lay upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes. And his hand upon his hand, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Now look at you, he gets there, amen, and the boy is dead. But what about Elijah, look at here, when Elijah looked at him after he followed him where he was going, he asked him, he said, what would you have I do before I be carried up? He spoke a word and said, I want a double portion of your anointing upon my life. I want a double what you got. Here it is. He's put in the same circumstance as Elijah was put in when Elijah went to the widow of Zarephath house. The Bible says she sustained him, but it came a day that the boy died. Amen. And what did the woman do? The woman went and laid him in the loft where the man of God stayed. And the Bible said that Elijah went up there and squished himself upon the boy three times. And the lion said he prayed. God is the Lord. Let this boy light come back into him again. And the Bible saying God heard his voice. Tell somebody, God hear you when you asking him. God knows when you ask him. God hears your voice. Elijah, amen, has gotten a double pushing of what Elijah had. And now he's put in the same predicament that Elijah was put in. And the Bible says he goes up there where the boy is at, and he lays or scratches himself out upon the boy just like Elijah did. He scratches himself out on the boy, amen, and the boy's body began to wax warm. Tell somebody, that thing might have been dead, but I feel it heating up now. I feel some life. Hallelujah. That situation you thought was dead, but I come to tell you, I feel it getting a little light tonight. I feel it building up tonight. You thought it was dead. Jesus said, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. His disciples say, look, if he's sleeping, he do it well. Jesus said, Lazarus is dead. Hallelujah, simply. But I'm glad for your sake that I wasn't there to the intent that you might believe God. Amen. Here it is. Jesus speaks the same word. Here it is. Lazarus is dead. But Jesus said, I go that I awake him out of his sleep. Because hallelujah, what you think dead, Jesus said, just sleeping. You gave up on it. You thought it was dead, but it's only sleeping. He said, I go that I can awake him out of his sleep. Give me a few more minutes. I ain't going to hold you too much long. He said, I'm going to go wake him up. The Bible said when he gets there, amen, they let him know Jesus not too far. Martha goes out. And she speaks and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. Jesus said, your brother gonna live again. You don't got to worry about it. She said, I know he will at the resurrection in the last day. Jesus make a say, but I I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yes, shall he live again. He that believeth, though he dead, shall live again. Hallelujah. Here it is. They get to walking around. Hallelujah. They run to the house and tell Mary, Jesus is out there. Hallelujah. Jesus comes. Mary, they got spirits alike. Reason I say Elijah and Elijah had spirits. Martha and Mary had the same spirit because Mary says the same word that Martha said. Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. Jesus, amen, looks, amen. And Jesus makes a statement a little bit further down. He said, where have you laid him? Tell somebody, Jesus need to know where it's laid at. Hallelujah. Where have you laid? Where is it laying at? Some of you know where it's laying at tonight. Jesus asked him, where have you laid him? Goes out there, speaks to God. The Bible saying Jesus wept. A Savior that knew he had the power to resurrect, but yet he had so much compassion that even he wept. Mark said, look, 4 days he been there, Lord. By this time, he's stinking. We got some stinky situations sometimes. Some of our tests and trials can be smelly. By this time, it's stinking. God ain't concerned about how bad the odor or how bad it's smelling. All he need to know is where is it laid. You just need to tell him where it's laid at. He ain't worried about how it's smelling. You just need to tell him where it's laid at. So by this time, he's stinking. Jesus goes, look toward heaven and says, Father, I thank you that you hear me. And I know you hear me all the time. He said, I ain't saying, I know you hear me whenever I speak, but I'm saying these words because of those, amen, that are sitting by. And Jesus spoke a few simple words like he did to the, amen, to the lame or the man with the infirmity. Lazarus, come forth. Tell somebody, I'm finna come out. This is my due see. I just need a word to bring me out of the grave, y'all. I just need a word to let me know it's gonna be all right. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says he came forth bound with gray cloth. Tell somebody, it's when things been wrapped around me so tight. It's been holding me tight. It's been trying to keep me in this situation. It's been trying to bury me alive. But Jesus spoke a word and said, loose him and let him go. Tell somebody, I'm finna be loose. I'm finna let me go. Loose him and let him go. I don't know about nobody else, but I feel loose in there. In the spirit, I feel God getting ready to do something in our lives he ain't never did before. I feel God has got a due season for you tonight. A due season. Then he returned. The Bible said the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and scratched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. Look at here. Elijah goes in there, scratches. Feel the child body warming up. Sometimes you just need to feel a little something to know that God. It ain't got to be a whole lot. You know, sometimes you don't feel the spirit all the time. Hallelujah. I know you done had some up days and some downs. I've been preaching over 34 years. This is my 34th year. Amen. It's been some tests and some trials. It's been some days I done laid my head over on the table and I done wept in days. I couldn't even get a prayer out. Because I didn't know what to say. Amen. But it comes some days if I can just feel just a little bit. If I can just get an encouraging word. If I can just get somebody to say, look, God getting ready to move. If I can hear somebody else saying, God did it for me. Then I know God will do it for me. Because God is not a respected person. What he done for somebody else, he'll do it for you. Sometimes I just need a good testimony. Or somebody else getting up saying, what God delivered them from. To give me some. Hallelujah. Encouragement. If he did it for her, he'll do it for me. If he did it for him, he'll do it for me. If they were bound and God did it for them, God would do it for me. The Bible said he returned and walked. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just walk down my hall and just walk in my house and I just talk to God and I just go to speaking life in my house. I just go to saying, God, I thank you for deliverance. In my children's life, I thank you for deliverance in my house. I thank you for bringing me out of the struggle. I thank you for meeting every need, God. I thank you for blessing me. I'm like David, sending out prosperity. I thank you for healing my body days that I don't feel good. I thank you for healing. I speak healing over my life. tell you, you got to take this pill the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Not so. I'm healed by a stripe. I ain't gonna be in this condition all the time. I'm this. I ain't gonna be bound by this my whole life. What did God say about it? Not what the doctor say about it. They'll put a time limit on your life. They'll tell you you ain't 6 months, but you need to speak back. Said the devil is a lie. God spoke and say he guaranteed me at least 70 years, and if by strength 80 something, hallelujah, you need to say, look, I ain't dying at 40. 30 ain't taking me. 20 ain't taking me out. I don't care what you say I got. God say he gonna give me life, and he gonna give it more abundantly. I ain't gonna be down all the time. Be broke when the cattle on a thousand hill belong to him. All the silver and gold belong to him. I ain't gonna be broke all the time. You need to tell somebody, you might see me now, I'm trying to struggle, but keep your eyes on me. Just keep looking at me. You looking at a blessing. Look at me. I'm coming in my due season. It's my due season. I'm coming out of this. It's my due season. Yeah, it's my due season. I've been faithful, God. I'm waiting on you. Coming out of this. It's my due season. Then he would turn and walk to and fro, and went and scratched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. He didn't give up because it looked it. Once he found out it was a little life, that's what I'm telling you. Once you know there's a little spark, just all I need is a spark. If I can just see a spark, I know somewhere a fire. The Bible said, so, not Bible, but people say, there's smoke, there's fire. All I need is just a little smoke. If I can see some smoke, I'm going to fan it. Tell somebody, you just need to fan that thing. It look like it's trying to go out on you, but you need to fan it. If it look, fan your brother next to you and say, look like you're about to go out, but I'm going to fan you back to life. I'm going to stir you back up again. I come to stir you up. Hallelujah. I come to stir you up. I come to let you know, don't give up in the midst of your trial. I come to tell you, it's your due season. You standing in the door for a breakthrough. Sometimes right before you get ready for your breakthrough, that's when everything come up against you. Right when it's your breakthrough, the enemy will throw everything against you. You knew and you declared and you decreed that it was your breakthrough. And the enemy, he'll come up against you from every side to make you say, throw in the towel. But tell somebody, I ain't throwing the towel in this time. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand in the door. And I ain't getting out the door till I hear a word from God. I'm not moving out the door. I'm not getting out the threshold. I'm going to stand here until I hear a word from the Lord. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was coming to him, he said, take up your son. Tell somebody, I'm finna take it up. Amen. I'm finna take it up. Yeah, I thought it was dying, but it ain't dead. I'm finna take it up. He said, look here, take up your son. Then she went and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Look at here. When he spoke the word, he said, look, take up your child. Everything is all right. Why? Because that woman spoke it out of her mouth. Even though she knew that boy was dead, she spoke a word and said, it's going to be well. It's going to be all right. I come to tell you tonight, even though it looked like you ain't coming out, I want you to start speaking some things. I want you to stop speaking. I don't know how I'm going to make it, to start saying, I already done made it. I want you to start speaking. I'm going to own the home. I ain't going to rent it. I need you to start speaking. I'm going to be blessed. I want you to start speaking some things. The power of death and life is in our tongue. Amen. Sometimes we just speak our way. I say out of a blessing, but what if you would turn that thing around? I start speaking things in my life. I start speaking things over my children. And I start, God start turning some things. Sometimes just your words can turn some things around for you. Sometimes just saying, I'm coming out of this. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be bound with this. I'm going to be healed. I'm not going to be sick today. The enemy try to make you sick every day. Some days, I don't care how you get up and say, I feel good today. I'm feeling well today. I do it sometimes. My husband, how's you feeling today? I feel good today. I might not be feeling too good that day, but as I feel good today. I feel well today. I found out when I start speaking health over my life, I start feeling better. I stop saying, I'm not feeling too good today. My back hurt me. My knees hurt me. My joints is hurting me. I got a headache. My blood pressure. So I'm saying, blood pressure, you coming down. Diabetes, you got to. So you can't dwell here. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You got to get out of here. Sickness, you got to go. Poverty, you got to go. I'm a temple of God tonight. I'm blessed tonight. Hallelujah. I'm full of riches. I'm full tonight. I'm a high priest tonight. I'm a king tonight. We are kings. We are priests under God. Sometimes you just got to know your value. Sometimes you just need to know who you are. When people try to tell you who you are, you need to stand up and say, do you know who you're talking to? Don't never let nobody tell you your value or what you are or what you can't do. Your mama died with that. Your brother had it. I don't care. I'm with that. Tell you what I told God years ago when I was going through. Doctors said some things over my life. Said I wouldn't make it. I said, look here, God. I said, my daddy was 106. My mama died at 90. I got two sisters now that's 91 and 92. Another that's 82. You know what I told God? Ain't no sense in breaking the tradition with me. I want to live like that. I had a long life. Don't break the tradition with Maryland. I want to see long life. Amen. And they ain't sickly people either. Amen. I want to see long life. You don't need to break it with me, God. I want to see long life with good health. Tell somebody, with good health. I want long life with good health. I said, no, sir, doctor, I don't care what you saying. Next time I go back, he said, you got a good heart. I said, you know that's right. Put that EKG on. He said, woman, you got a good heart. I said, no, that's right. I sure do. I got a good heart. And I'm going to make it, too, because it's my due season. Some of us been going through for some years and been waiting. I come to tell you tonight, it's your due. You've been holding on. You ain't let go. I come to tell you, it's your due season. Habits got to let you go. Sickness got to let you go. It's my due season. I ain't waving. I've been believing God. Tell somebody, I feel a stretching out tonight. I feel God getting ready to stretch out on some of you tonight. God getting ready to breathe on some of you tonight. Tell somebody, breathe on me, Holy Ghost. Breathe on me tonight, Jesus. Breathe on me tonight, God. Breathe life into breathe joy into me. Breathe strength into me. Breathe in me, Lord. Elijah breathed on him and scratched out. That's what God said, I want to do in some of y'all life tonight. If y'all can believe the word of God, God said, I'm finna scratch out on some of y'all. Some of y'all done weathered the storm. You done been through the hard times in the battle. I come to tell you tonight, don't give up. God says, stand in the door. If you stand there, I'm looking at you. God said, I'm looking for a way to bless you. I'm just looking for somebody faithful enough to speak these words when everything look grim and look like the family going through and the marriage going through and the house going through and on the job and in the church. He needs somebody to stand up and say, it's well. It's okay. It's all right. I got a feeling. Be all right. Tell somebody, it's well with me. It's well with my family. It's well with my children. It's well in my home. It's well in my finances. Tell somebody, it's well tonight. Say, it's well tonight. I don't care how you feel, and say, it's well. I feel healed. Tell somebody, I feel healed tonight. I feel my knees feeling strength. They've been bothering me, but I feel her. I feel my knees getting strength right now. I feel God connecting. I've been going through some sin, but I feel healed. I feel delivered. I've been fighting a few things, but I feel delivered tonight. I feel well tonight. Tell your neighbor, it shall be well. It shall. Not F and bus. It's going to be all right, Tessa. It's going to be all right. So all I needed is a word from God to let me know it's going to be all right. All I needed was a witness from God to let me know everything is about to be well. And everything is well. feet all over the building. Hallelujah. Come on, stand. Lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah. I come to tell you, shall be well. Tonight, if you any sickness or anything, I want you to come to this altar tonight. Hallelujah. If you're going through anything tonight, I want you to come to this altar tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to decree, declare. We're going to speak. It's going to be well. Come on to this altar tonight and reach out to God and say, God, I know it's well. Lord, you said it's well tonight. Lord, I believe it's well tonight. Come on, reach out to him. Start decreeing, start declaring. It's well with me. It's well with me tonight. Say, it's well with me. It's well with a God. It's well. Every mission, every stroke, sickness, for God.